The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Samech Aleph. Perek ha-mocher et ha-bayit. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avram ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, t'nihayim b'gan ha'edin. Amen. We begin today's daf and the new perek. Starting from the first Mishnah. Basically what this perek is discussing, at least in the beginning, when you buy a house, what does it come with? What does it include? And there's other auxiliary parts of the house. Are those assumed in the deal itself? Although, maybe when you buy a house, it means the bayit itself proper, and not any of the auxiliary structures that are next to it. Mishnah is going to go through all these cases. All right? Hamocher et habayit. Rashbam says, Rashbam is still with us. Hamocher et habayit, setam. You didn't stipulate anything else. Bayit. Lo machar yatsiya. It doesn't come with the yatsiya. Okay, what's the yatsiya? We have to see in the Gemara what the yatsiya is. But it doesn't come with it. Even though it's opened into the house, I mean, there's access from the yatsiya to the house. You maybe say it's one item. No, ve'lo et ha'cheder shelefnim himenu. Nor do you get the room. Let's say there's a room attached to the house. You don't get the room. Doesn't include the room. Rashbam says on the third line, ve'lo et ha'cheder alfa pishu lefnim ha'bayit. Even though it's connected to the house. Even though you have to walk through the house to get to the Hayadir and vice versa, why isn't it included? Because the Hayadir and the Yatsiya have different functions than a house. There it's storage areas. The house is residence. So when you buy a house, you're buying the residence area. You're not buying the storage area. The different functions. Doesn't include these items. Unless you stipulate. I'm buying the house with the yatsiya. I'm buying the house with the... Of course it includes. But Stamman, the star says, Ani mocher bayit. Bayit is bayit. And things that are similar to a bayit. But not every item. Velo et hagag. You don't get the roof either. Wow, you don't get the roof. Bizman sheyesh lo ma'akeh gavua asrat tefachim. When it has a fence, ten tefachim above it, it's a separate entity on itself. That's a separate property. The walls make the roof a separate entity. Rashbam says, "Havi hashuv b'fnei atzmo." It's hashuv b'fnei atzmo. Ve'lo batil l'tzlava. It's not batil to the house. Rabbi Yehuda Amir, im yesh surat petach afapish eno gavua yot tefachim eno makur. He says, forget it. Not only you don't even need a fence, so long as it has a separate entrance to the roof, surat the petach. That's already considered a separate entity and doesn't come with the house. Okay? Okay, Gemara. Now, from the beginning of the Gemara, Gemara just wants to explain terminologies over here. So Gemara starts, my yatsiya. What is this yatsiya? He told me the house doesn't come with the yatsiya. So what is this business? So haka targimu after. Okay, and what's after? That's bam. Right. Chamber. Binyan namuch etzel abayit mitzito maharav. A small little chamber on the side of the house, on the back of the house. It's connected to the house, like a garage of some sort, like a storage place. Rav Yosef Amar, Batka Halila. Batka Halila means also a storage house, but it's all glass.
A veranda.
It's open. Right? It's like a greenhouse, but it's open. Same thing. Either it's a storage house that's closed, walls, or a storage house that's open, that has windows. The man about after, according to the opinion that says the after is not included, the garage, the what do you call it in English? The
attached chamber?
The attached chamber is not included. Lo mizdabna kosheken batka halila. Or the mosul batka halila. Or the mosul would have his windows. Why? That's bam. Batka halila. Iunami kimin after samuk labayit. Ila asui halonot halonot. A lot of windows there. Lenoi, it's made for the reason why they put the windows there. It's for it's beauty, aesthetics. Vayinu lashon halila al shem shekotolav halul. Halul is like it's the walls are hollow. There's no walls and such. That's what's called halila. Kol sivam v'asui halonot kinder ebe anai. Kol shekem batka halila de'enu machud de'enu tusmishot dobe tusmishot labayit klatsh and lenoi asu. Right. Alhaker sham. There they build that. Totally not a purpose of the house. It's built for beauty, aesthetics, and you go out there and you sit there and you cool off. It's like a porch. Basically, it's a porch. So if you hold it, the storage area you don't include, which is closer to a house, house's purpose, because shekin, the veranda is not included. However, lemanda mar batka halila, but according to the opinion that says batka halila, that's what this yetziya is. Aval afta mizdabna, but the afta is comes with the house. The storage is more connected to the house. But after shus satum kebayit, it looks like a house. The after is sealed like a house. And I mean, that's for sure. That's for sure. Bayit, the famous the bechal bayit. Right. So if you hold veranda no, but chamber yes. If you hold chamber no, kosher can veranda no. That's the way the Gemara puts it. Okay. Tani Rav Yosef. Shalosh shemot. Shemot. There's three names. Yeshlo. You call this item three names over here. Yetziya, Sela, and Ta. Right, these chambers in Tanakh, we find that there are three different terminologies for the same concept. Sometimes it's called the Yetziya, sometimes it's called the Sela, sometimes it's called the Ta. Okay, Yetziya, where do you see Yetziya? Dichtiv, this is in the Beit HaMikdash, Bayit Rishon, Shlomo built, right? Says, a Yetziya Tachtona, the bottom Yetziya, Hamesh Ba'amar Ruchba. Okay, period. Okay, what was that pasuk talking about, by the way? Pesukim over there is talking about Shlomo built a wall. Kira bayit. Yatsiya saviv, et kirot bayit saviv la'echal v'la'debir. V'yas sela'ot saviv, v'yatsiya tahtona chamesh ba'ama. Ruchba, v'atichona shesh ama ruchba, v'shishit sheva ba'ama. Now, when he built the walls, you have a picture of this here. If you look at... In your art school, you probably have a picture of that here. So again, what did they do here when they built it? They built this chamber, I guess. So it says in the Pasuk that it was 5 Amah on the bottom, then it was a little wider on the next level, the middle level was 6 Amah, and the top level was 7. Okay? And they call that a Yetziya. It was some sort of chamber that they built. And they just give you the way the construction of the table. What else do they call it? Sela. It's also called the Sela. Dekhtiv. That's why the Bayit Shilishi. In the prophet Yechezkel, when they're going to build the third Beit HaMikdash, the pasuk says "Vatzilaot." That's the different chambers that are next to the Beit HaMikdash. Tzela el tzela. The rooms are going to be next to each other. Shalosh u'shloshim pa'amim. Okay, there's going to be 33 rooms. Prophecy over there. And the ta is also considered a chamber. Dichtiv, like it says over there, ve'hata kane echad. The chamber is going to be 6 amot. 6 amot going from east to west. Orech, the length. Vekane echad rochav. And 6 amah in the width. Ubele ta'im 5 amot. And in between each chamber, 5 amot. Okay, let's talk about the chambers of the Beit HaMikdash. So what do you see? Sometimes you call it a ta, sometimes you call it a sela, and sometimes you call it a yatziya. That fine? And some want to say you have another proof that you call these chambers a ta. From where? In Mishnayot Midot. It's talking about the measurements of the Beit HaMikdash. It says Kotel Ha'echal. Kotel Ha'echal, that's the western side. That's where the Kodesh Kodashim is. That's to the west. Right? And behind the Kodesh Kodashim, right, the rear wall, exactly, is Shish. It's 6 amah, that wall. Vehata, the chamber that's behind it, from east to west is Shesh, is 6 amah. Kotel ata hamesh. And the western wall of the chamber itself is 5 amah thick. Okay, so you see the chamber behind the kotel, you call it ta. That's the basic thing. That's all words now. So Amishah called it a yetziya, but you could have called it a ta, and you could have called it a Selah or a ta, either one. Okay. Now, we go back to the Gemara. Gemara says, rule. Amar Mor Zutra, this whole Mishnah that says that you don't get the chamber with the house, V'udavi Arba Amot. It's only if it's Makom Hashuv. It's got to be at least 4 Amot. Rashba, Haditan lo makarat yatzev Hudi ikadal Amot 4x4. Dal Amot Dal Amot. Hashuv if now Atzmo. That's considered a separate entity. But less than 4 Amot, no problem. It comes with the house. Package deal with the house. Hadush. According to you, that says, oh, so 4 Amot, that's the rule. And anything less comes with the house. According to your interpretation, what it says later on, Gabe Bor. Later on, it says in the next Mishnah, Ditnan, Lo et the Bor velo et the Dut. When you buy the house, it doesn't come with the Bor and the Dut. Bor is the pit that you dug, and the Dut is the cistern that's cemented, that's more built into the ground. The point is, that doesn't come with it, because that's not a house. House is a house, and the borders are roots. The Gemara says, Afa pi shikatuvlu, even though he wrote in the contract when he bought the house, Umka viruma, even though he wrote, and the depths and the heights. Depths and the heights is not referring to the depths and heights in the house, not in the pits, which means, when you write the heights, it means you get the roof, let's say. When you write the depths, that means when you buy the house, you're buying the depth under the house. You can't buy a house and all of a sudden the guy that sold to you wants to now build underneath the house something. No, you bought also the depth of the house as well, but it doesn't include the boards and the dutz. So Gemara says, Hachanami yavi arba amot in ilolo. Are you going to tell me that the 4 amot rule also applies? You're going to tell me that what? You're going to tell me that if it's 4 amot, then it's not included. But if the board is less than 4 amot, it's going to be included? Now, stam a board is not 4 amot by 4 amot. A board is not 4 amot by 4 amot. So you're going to tell me now, according to the law of the board, never applies. Because if you tell me that only when it's less than 4 amot, it comes with the house, so every board is less than 4 amot. So what's the Mishnah talking about? When it said the board doesn't come with the house, why not? If the 4 amot rule applies, so the board should come with the house. Understand the question? So Gemara says, "Achi Ashta." That I mean, you're comparing. You can't compare the board case to the Yatsiya case, to the chamber case. Why? Hatam hatashmishte lihud vehatashmishta lihud. By the board case, it's clear. The board has one purpose, and the house has another purpose. The board's purpose is for water. The house's purpose is for residency. So therefore, I don't care 4 amot, not 4 amot, two different functions in totality, the board is never included. Even if it's less than 4 amot, it's not included. However, ha'cha idi v'idi hada tashmishtai. But here, it's the tashmish of the house and the storage is more similar, it's more close. Therefore, yavi dalet amot hashiv. If it's 4 amot, it's considered a separate entity. V'ila la hashiv. Look at the Rashbam. 3 lines on the bottom. Bor v'du tashmishta lehud. She'omkimem. They're deep in the ground. V'tashmishan lemayim. It's for water. U'bayit tashmishta lehud. V'ch eno bechlal bayit. A bor is not a bayit. It's not bechlal. Afapin de lo avi dalet amot. Even though it's not 4 amot, it doesn't matter. But yatsiya u'bayit ha'at tashmishta. Have you kemo dira. Which means it's like a dira, it's similar in its function. Also, then we make this shayach to make a chiluk between 4 amot and not 4 amot. But by important to do it, there's no chiluk. Good. Okay. Very good. Explanation is, even though you might not live in these areas, but it serves the house. You store your things in it. It might not have the same exact function, but it serves the house. Machine, a board is a different fight. Board is not doing a house. Board is a water cistern. It's a different item. So there, even less than 4 amot, doesn't mean anything. The sale is not including the board. I should by these items like this. Yeah, that's the phone. You can say it's already not a makom hashuv, so it's just, it's an addendum to the house, so therefore it's included. Okay, let's continue. Velo et haheder shedefnim hemenu. So what do we say? The room. You have a room that's attached to the house over there. The room doesn't include. Kabbalah says, yetziya lo mizdabin. You told me the yetziya is not included. Haheder meba'ya. You got to tell me the room? Why? Look at the Rashbam. Hashta yetziya shetashmishta shaveh legambi leshel bayit. Wow. The Yatsiyah, this chamber over here, is very similar to the house. Amart lo mizdabne la'adeh bayit, and still doesn't come with the house. Hedid ha'asui lishmirat mamono. This room over here was more like a treasure. It's like a vault. She'enot domeh ha'tashmish ha'shel bayit. Lo kol sheken. If you're telling me that the Yatsiyah, which is more close to the house, this function, you don't include it. Certainly the vault you don't include. What does it tell me? Below the Hedid. Of course the Hedid. A yetziya is closer to a house than a haider. So if you tell me this, what do I have to tell me that for? Right? Let's give a last question. Right. So Kanga Waran says, Lord Sericha, you know what the case is talking about? The afalgab de matzar le mitzre abarai. Oh, what happened over here? Look at the top Rashbam. Lo tzericha limitni lo machar et haheder. The case of the room is a specific case. Ela kegon de matzar lo mocher lelokeach b'shtar mechira mitzarim chitzonim shechutz l'haheder. When the guy wrote the shtar, he said, "I'm selling you the house, right?" And he wrote in borders. He wrote him the borders of the house. And the way he wrote the borders, it includes the heder. Salkat atachamina, meaning Rashbam. Machal et haheder. Shere betocha metzarimu. Because it's included into the borders that he wrote on the shtar. Kamash malan matnitin delo machar el abayit. It only includes the house. But what about the borders? Behai de matzar or the metzer chutz la haheder vekatab beto shel ploni chutz mena Shaploni mina ma'arab mitzarim irhiv lo. So how do you explain it? But lo tzrika da afagav de matzal le mitzre abarai. So why do you write them? Why write those borders? So he says you have to explain it that he wrote in the shtar he was just trying to show, let's say, where the border of the house is. The house goes until the neighbor's house, let's say, right? He wasn't coming to write it to include the heder. He was just saying the border of the house ends over there. So the people will know exactly where their property line is, let's say. But just because he wrote the border of the house on that side,
not
doesn't necessarily mean he's giving everything within the border. He just wants to delineate to the guy the property line.
It's like a given, he knows the storage house is not.
Correct. Storage are not included. I just want to look, where's the border? There's the border of the house. Right. Shemash katab b'shtar shebeto sheploni hu givul abayit b'shtar 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 lo katab shahadim hu givul abayit b'shtar tzad hayinu mishum shiratzal tzin givulot shiu nikarim lebnei ha'ir. Right. He wrote it in a way where the people of the city will know. I guess it's more clear when you tell them the border on this side is to this house. People know my house is exactly where the borders are. It's easier to judge. I guess if you're going to say the border of the house is by the heder, not too many people notice heder. This little chamber that you have on the side of the house. But if you say the borders of the house is from the west side is from this out to that house next door. Well, everybody knows. Oh, that's the next house. How do you know you could do this? Kid Rav Nachman. Well, what does Rav Nachman say? Damar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravu. המוכר בית לחברו בבירה גדולה. What did you do over here? You sold the guy a house? Huh? Yeah, בבירה גדולה. It's a big house. שהרבה בתים פתוחים לתוכו. You have a picture of that?
A house in a large apartment building.
Right, it's like an apartment building basically.
Duplex. Top three floors.
Yeah, you have it over here. In the Pirush Chai, you have over here. I guess you have what? You have a big houses over here. So he sells him a house, like an apartment in this big complex, we'll call it, okay? And he gives him his borders. So he gives him the borders on the west. It goes all the way to Shimon's house. On the east, it's to Reuven's house, and the V's house. Now, it's including the other apartments. Now, when he's giving him those borders, he says he's going to get to other apartments. So the deed is mitzarim hivlo. Now, all it means is he just extended his borders so the people will know the borders of the actual structure. Not that he's including everything from the border on in between to belong to him. Look at Rashbam, Kedrab Nachman. שלא ידע לפרש ולומר חדר שלי ממערבו של בית דאין זה מצדה ניקה לאנשי העיר. The room is not known to the people. ואילכה כתב מצרים אליכם, he wrote known borders, that's all it is. בבירה גדולה, בית גדול, we have a big house, ופתוחים לו בתים סביבותם, the house is opened up to it. ואין הבירה עשויה לתשמית שלו לישיבה, you live there. והילוך בני הבתים, כל בית, it's all one house, כתכתיב הבירה אשר להכירות לפעני המוכר, בית הפיין, so we saw that, good. Which means not always when you write borders, does it mean you're including everything from the border to the house to be sold. You're just writing it to
information
purposes where the border of the house belongs to. Okay, fine. Gemara says, Echidame. What's the case? Ilima de karule le bayit bayit ul bira bira. Yes. You sold them a bayit in a bira. You sold them, what was it called? A condominium? An apartment in the building, let's say, right? Now, if everybody has terminologies clear, if an apartment is called a bayit and the building is called the bira, peshita, bayit zavinle, bira lo zavinle. What's the idea? He sold them a bayit and then sold them a bira. What, you tell me, oh, even though he wrote borders, of course, it says bayit. Why would I even think that he sold them the whole bira? Understand? Ela must be what? Ela delechira delibira nami karu lebayit. Also, you're going to tell me what? That a bira, the whole building, they also call bayit. Right? That's what you're going to tell me. Kule zevinle. So you saw the whole thing then?
Depends how they refer to it.
Right? Because he's saying, because since he told him, I'm going to hear you a bayit, and since bayit and bira are synonymous, so that means he sold the whole building. Because if he meant one apartment, he would have said bayit ehad. I'm selling you one apartment. Again, if bayit and bira are synonymous, right? So when I'm writing your shtar, ani mocher lecha bayit. Now I know bayit and bira. Bayit is like saying, I'm selling you the building. Now if I want to tell you an apartment, I would write, ani mocher lecha bayit ehad. So from the fact that he wrote the word bayit, and bayit and bira synonymous, so he sold the whole thing. If bayit is a bayit, and a bira is a bira, and he wrote the word bayit, so of course it's just the apartment. Why would I think he gets the whole building? And if bayit and bira are equal, so when he writes bayit, the guy should get the whole building. Kabbalah says, Lo tzericha, you know what the case is talking about? Diruba, okay, we start with this. Diruba, karule, le bayit, bayit, ul bira, bira. The majority of the people called bayit, bayit, and the building, bira, bira. The ikanami, the bira, karula, bayit. And there's some people that also called the building also by a bayit. Ma'u de tema, you would have thought, kule zavinle. You might have thought that maybe this guy over here is going with that minority, and they call a bayit, the bira is called a bayit. If we saw the whole thing, kamash ma'la, medavide le mechtav. Since he should have wrote, Velo Shailit Bizbine Ilin Klum. He should have wrote clearly, and I'm not leaving anything. Which means all these borders that I delineated, I'm not leaving anything for myself. He should have said that clearly. Velo Katav Shmamina Shayure Shayir. You clear from there that he left the rest for himself. Which means you would have thought, since there's some people that call Bayit Abira Bayit, and the guy wrote bayit, maybe he gets the whole thing. If that was the case, he should have said clearly in the start, I'm not leaving anything for myself. Look at the Rashbam now. We'll conclude with this. Ma'u de tema. See Ma'u de tema? But since he gave him the outward borders, the whole bina is called the bayit, right? Maybe so not I did not leave anything within the four borders that I told you. Kadmai, klum. Whenever the rabbis they establish a certain way to write a shtar, which means people would write borders, but they didn't mean to sell everything within the borders. So the rabbis made a takana. Whenever you're writing borders, you have to write, and I'm not leaving anything in between those borders for myself. If you didn't write that, then already he doesn't get the items in between the borders. He only gets the apartment. Even though sometimes you call a bira a bayit, some people do that, but if you didn't clearly say that I'm not leaving anything for myself, then the deen is, you go with the majority of people that call a bayit, and therefore you only sold the apartment. The borders were just given for the city, so everybody knows exactly where the building is, but not that he gets everything. So similarly, the hadush of the Mishnah is, he sold them a cheder. He sold them a bayit. The cheder was attached to the house. The room is attached to the house. He said, of course, the room is a store. The room is a vault. We know a vault is not considered part of the house. No, because when he wrote him the borders of the house, the room was included in the borders. He said, come on, that doesn't include the vault. He just wrote the borders, in obvious borders he wrote, so that people know exactly where the borders of the house are, but that doesn't mean it includes everything in between.
ואמר רב נחמן, אמר רבא בר אבו, המוכר שדה לחברו בבקעה גדולה, a guy sells a field to his friend in a big valley. אף על פי שמצר לו מצרים החיצוניים, even though he gives him the borders, he says, the border of this field that I'm selling you, he gives him all the outside borders. So mitzarim el hivlo. We say he's just giving him the borders, but it doesn't mean he owns everything in between the borders. He only owns the designated field or the designated valley area that was sold to him. Even though he drew him a box of a border, doesn't mean he owns everything within the border. He just was giving him the markers of where the area is, but it doesn't mean he owns the whole area in between. He just owns the actual bik'ah itself. Okay, it's exactly like the last case we had. The Gemara is going to go into that now. Look at the Rashbam for a second. The bik'ah gedolah, sheyesh bas sadot terbe. There's a lot of fields in this bik'ah. V'hin shelo, the seller owns all the fields. Ugon shaya omed be'achad min hasadot. He was standing in one of the fields. V'amar lo sade zu ani mocher lecha. This field that I'm standing in, I'm selling to you. V'adami mudi'im. Obviously, the price is clear that it's only for one field. Leka lemad lo gabe bira. Which means from the money you can't tell, which means when it comes to karka, we know there's no ona'a. So no matter what the price is, the money won't give an indication, because even if it's a very expensive price, it's no indication that he bought the whole bika'a. You could still say it was just for the small parcel of land, right? Anyway, the Gemara says, what's the case exactly with this bik'ah? If they call the field a field and a bik'ah, bik'ah, if those are the terminologies, pshita, sazeh zavin le, bik'ah lo zavin. He clearly thought, I'm selling you the sazeh. So that means it's this possible, and he didn't sell him the bik'ah. If sazeh is called the sazeh and the bik'ah is called the bik'ah, he tells him, I'm selling you the sazeh, so he sold him the sazeh. Why would I even think that he's giving him the whole bik'ah? Ve'ela de le bik'ah. Oh, but if you can tell me that, no, that a bik'ah, they also call the sadeh, so kula zavine, by saying sadeh, he means bik'ah, so therefore he should get the whole thing. Either it's pshita, or by saying sadeh, if you tell me that sadeh is called bik'ah, so when he said, I'm selling you the sadeh, he meant the bik'ah, so you should get the whole thing. Really, there's people that call sadeh, sadeh, and bika, bika. And there's some people that call a bika, a sadeh. I would think that maybe he's selling him the whole thing. If he was selling him the whole thing, he should have written in the shtar, lo shayre bizvine ilen kodamai kilum. I'm not leaving anything over for myself. So long as he doesn't write that I'm not leaving anything over myself, that means he is leaving over. And if he's only selling him the actual field, velo katav leshma minashi ure shayre. It must be that he left over the rest for himself. And if you know he delineated the borders, it doesn't mean he's giving him everything within the borders. He's just giving him the actual field. It's a vitzricha. What do you need both cases? We gave the exact same case by a bayit and a bira.
right? An apartment and a building. Right. So what do you need the two cases from Bayit and Bira and Sadeh and Bika? It's the same case. Gemara says the Ashmin and Bayit. If you told me the case by Bayit, Mishum dehat tashmishta lihud vehat tashmishta lihud, which means I can say that a Bayit and a Bira have different usages. A Bayit is for dwelling, and the Bira is like more of a public area where you have a hallway and you walk and you sit and things like that. So there I would say that when you sell the Bayit, you didn't mean the Bira, because it's two different tashmishim, two different usages. About Bik'ah, dechula hada tashmishtai, but in the Bik'ah, where each field is the same usage, so maybe when he sells them a field in a Bik'ah, and you call the Bik'ah a Sadeh, and he gave him the borders around the whole thing, so maybe I would think that what? Maybe he really sold the whole thing. Now we go the other way. Yashminan Bik'ah, and if you told me the case of Bik'ah, mishum telo avele le mimsar le, which is over there, he didn't have to give the borders. What does that mean? Look at Rashbam. Delo aveli memsad lehud. Delo yada mocher he achim sa sadeh achat batavich sadotav. Vilka chutzrak learchim mitzani. Which is in a bika, you just have little fields all over the place. So in that case, he had to give him the borders, so he'll know exactly the area where his field is. Look at the Rashbam. Delo aveli memsad lehud. He couldn't give him the borders of the actual field itself. How am I going to find one field? All the other fields belong to Reuven, let's say. How am I going to find one field amongst all the fields of Reuven? So I can't say, it's bordering this, they all belong to me. It's not like you can say, it's bordering Shimon's field to the right and Levi's field to the left. Since they all belong to Reuven, so he has to give borders on the outside. So that's why I gave the borders. Again, that's why he had to give general borders on the outside. That's why he had to go outside and say, you know, Van's up, Shimon's on the bottom, the V, but he couldn't give closer borders because everything is his. However, so that's why in that case I would say that the borders are meant to be just larchiv, just to give him a marker. Aval bayit tehavelin lememsar leh. When it comes to an apartment, you could just say to the right is Shimon's apartment, to the left is Levi's. An apartment's adjacent apartments. What do you have to give the perimeters of the whole building? Mm-hmm. So I would have thought that maybe when you give the perimeters of the whole building, it means to sell the whole building. That's why it says. I would have thought that he sold the whole thing. Tzericha. Good? Which is, again, very simple. When it comes to an apartment, so there are always apartments next to each other. So he could have said, but the apartment that I'm selling you, Reuven's to your right, Levi's to your left. So it works in apartments, right? Why do you have to tell him the building ends on this side, this way, and that side is giving him the Bira's coordinates? So you would have thought he sold him the Bira. Kind of no. He's just giving it also to give him obvious markers instead of being a specific, like we said. Keman azla ahada marav mori debat Shemuel. Mishemed avaya, Rav Mori debat Shemuel. What was the story over there with Rav Mori debat Shemuel? Rav Mori, the daughter, Rav Mori is the son of the daughter of Shemuel. Because the daughter of Shemuel was taken to captivity. She was abused by a goy. He was called Isur Giyura, right. And her kept his he was conceived Shelo B'Kedusha, and then later he converted, but the conception was Shelo B'Kedusha, so they don't want to mention his father's name Isur Giyura, so they call him Mori Debat Bere Debat Shemuel, the son of Bat Shemuel. Okay, that's the story of it. Mishmed, what did he say? Hai man de mizbane le midi le havre. Guy sells an item to his friend. Okay, a field to his friend. You have to write clearly. I'm not leaving anything for myself. Then already we assume, not assume, then already everything belongs to the buyer. But if he doesn't write that, then already he can claim, I didn't sell you everything. Until you write those words, the seller can always claim that he didn't sell everything. Hakami made a takana to protect the buyer also. Because the buyer is going to come along and say, hey, everything's mine. No, we have a rule. If everything was yours, he would have written in there. That's the rule. Look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says nothing. So Gemara says, Keman. Who's the author of this opinion that says you have to write that in the shtar? Rav Nachman Amar Rava Barabu. Like we just learned in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman held, we just read it in the Gemara above, that in order, when you're selling a field, if you really intend to give, and you give borders, let's say, right? And you really intend to give everything within those borders, you have to write in the start, and my intention is not to leave anything over for myself. Then you say everything within the borders is considered sold. But if you don't write that, we only say the area itself. That's the Gemara. Okay, Ahud Amar Lehavre. A guy told his friend, I'm going to sell you the fields that I bought from Hiya. He actually had two fields that were called fields that he bought from Hiya. So the she'ela is, does he mean all the fields or does he mean one of them? So Amar Avashe, Hada Amarle, Tarti Lo Amarle. He just told him one. So that's what he has to give them. He only has to give him one. Right? Because he said, Ar'ad de Bir Bihiya. Right? So Ar'ad is Lashon Yahid. Okay? So Rashbam says, V'yitola lukeha pechutash b'shnehem. The buyer takes the smaller one of the two. Diyad ba'al ashtar ala tahtona. The Gemara is going to explain. Okay, that's interesting. So he said, Ar'ah, so that's one. And then even that one, you get the smaller one of Hiya. Okay, Amale, they told him, V'yi Amale ar'atastama. Mi'ut ar'ata shtayim. But if he would have said ar'ata, see in this first case over there he said ar'a. Okay, ar'a is mashba one. But if he would have said ar'ata, which is plural, stam plurality is how much? Two. So that means he sells him, he's got to give him two fields. Okay? V'i amale kol ar'ata, but if his language was all my fields, kol ar'ata de'itel lebar mebustane upardese. Ar'ad doesn't include orchards and gardens. Okay? It just refers to actual pieces of land. V'yamarle zihara. But if you use the word zihara, afilu bebustane upardese. Then it even includes orchards and gardens. That's the word zihara. Lebar mebate v'abde. But it doesn't include homes and avadim. V'yamarle nichsai. But if he says a general term, all my assets, afilu bate v'abde. Then it comes and includes everything up at the top. Rashbam says, "Vametal telelo," but it doesn't include movables. Ad amale kol nechasai. See, in this case, he just said nechasai. So every really word over here is measured. There's ara, there's arata, there's zihara, there's nechasai, there's kol nechasai. Every word in a star means something to a certain extent. What exactly he's selling and what he's not selling. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.